City Manager Rory Watts says the governor's office extended an invitation to meet with the assembly last week. The city accepted and advertised the public meeting in Friday's Juneau Empire, as required by law.
We were always putting ads in the paper, so it just got put in there before anybody had a chance to think about what that meeting might be and what it might accomplish.
Mayor Beth Weldon says she and Watt made a joint decision to make the meeting private instead. She felt that the point of the meeting was to have a candid conversation with Dunleavy about the impact of his budget decisions.
I wanted him to talk to some of our department heads and talk to the people that in the city government that it actually has affected.
When they decided to close the meeting, no public notices were sent out, but the city's online calendar was updated. Watt, Weldon, Deputy Mayor Maria Gladyshevsky, and several department heads went to the governor's office on Wednesday afternoon instead of hosting him in the assembly chambers as originally advertised. Both Watt and Weldon say they covered a number of topics in the hour-long meeting, like concerns that shifting school bond debt reimbursement costs from the state could force municipalities to search for other sources of revenue.
Raising property taxes, I think we recognize is not preferred and not good for business development, which is something that's important to him.
Watt says Dunleavy and his staff listened and took notes, asking questions occasionally. City officials also asked the governor if he had any suggestions for Juneau.
He was very complimentary about the community, and he was complimentary about the diversity of Juneau's economy. He didn't immediately have suggestions on how we could be a better capital city.
Assemblymember Carol Treem says she's disappointed that the decision to make the meeting private was not left up to the full assembly.
We should have made that call. And I think we're depriving Juneau residents of this access to the governor that has been pretty scarce over, you know, the 14 months of his administration.
Watt says this is the first time city officials have formally met with the governor. In his experience, he says it's fairly unusual for any administration to reach out to learn about the city's concerns and priorities.
Juneau has voiced displeasure with the impact of the governor's budget cuts in the past. And, you know, I don't think those issues were resolved.
As for whether the city followed proper procedure in notifying the community about the public-turned-private meeting, City Attorney Rob Palmer says that's a gray area. The city is required to provide notice of any public meetings before they happen, but not necessarily of cancellations.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any law that requires us to do so.
The governor's office has also made plans to visit Wrangell and Petersburg next month. Jeff Turner, a spokesperson for the governor's office, confirmed in an email that there would be other community meetings, but did not provide details. He wrote that a formal announcement with dates and times for those meetings will be released soon. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.